ate half of it or ate so much of your sausage already.
Welcome to another Latino with a podcast and the Latino with a podcast, Christian Hennis Meyer, and today and with, for me, one of the best hosts that there is in Chicago, Chris Greco. And you're nominated for best host in the Comedy Casals, and there's a reason that you might win.
Oh yeah.
And the reason.
What's the reason?
This is the reason. The reason is, I sent the link of the of the voting to my mom. My mom sent it to everyone without telling the category I was in, and Chris Higgins and Chris Greco, you're getting a lot of votes of Venezuela being like, yeah, this is your son, right, Chris? Yeah, this is it.
That's awesome.
So there's a lot of votes like of people like, your son is Chris Greco. Yeah, this is a stage name. Like, weird, but it's okay. And I hope they're voting for another Latino with a podcast. But
yeah, well, I'll tell you one thing, man. We're going to change the best host to you because I come down here. Number one, I drive. I mean, it's an hour transit to do this. We've been trying to get a podcast going for a while. You come down here, you make me sausage, and you don't tell me what we're going to do. The only direction I got was don't wear green. You give me sausage cut up. You give me barbecue sauce options. You hand me a pineapple beer. Maybe the weirdest assortment. I mean, it's just the strangest thing. And I'm like, okay, I guess I'll have some sausage. It's pretty good. I'll be, you know, be polite. And you're like, and then you just went, play. And then you're like, play, we're recording. By the way, I'm Mexican. And you're like, wait, what? Oh, wait, Venezuelan. I'm sorry. But is this what they do in Venezuela? Is just sausage?
For white people, it's the same. Venezuela,
yeah, for
Mexico
us,
is basically.
For us gringos?
You're Italian, kind
of. I mean, you know, but, you know, I've enveloped the white culture.
Yeah, for you white people. I mean, there's a place in Venezuela, they do sausage. Like, but it's like a German town in Venezuela. That they do sausage. It's called La Colonia Tovar. And this is the best part of it. Since they want to sell their shit, and there's like, it's like, imagine just a street full of the same establishment, in the same people selling sausages.
All Germans?
All Germans. Like, well, they're Venezuelan now. Like, they're Venezuelan. Like, they look Venezuelan. They act Venezuelan. All Venezuelan, but their last name is like Henningsmeyer, like me.
Yes.
But it's like 10 establishment, and all of them have one person outside just giving free samples.
Nice.
Like, yeah, we have the best one. But what people do and what my family do is like, we just walk up and down on the same street just taking samples.
Doing the samples.
We already ate.
Method.
We already ate.
Mm.
Like, now we don't want to eat. Yeah, free.
That's
food.
That is a free meal.
Food. Yeah.
And that is a free meal. If you have no money, that's what you do.
Exactly.
You live on the free samples. You live on the free samples and ramen.
Apparently,
were you ever broke? Were you ever doing the ramen?
No, I was never broke.
Fuck.
No, I'm a little here, but I never did the ramen. Did you do?
Oh yeah, and you do the ramen, and then you break an egg. You crack an egg. You throw a single egg or two if you're feeling feisty.
If you
throw
have
an
money.
Egg in the ramen, and then so now you have protein in the ramen, and that was your cheap protein meal. That was like you do that once. If it was going bad, you do it twice a day, and that was your meal.
I'm gonna say this: you don't see that you struggle. It seems like you did that because you're like, I want to feed with the poor kids.
I did not struggle, but there was a time where I moved into the city, and it was, I lived in West Rogers Park.
Okay.
And it was like I was working at a pizzeria, and I fucked up a pizza order, and then the manager was like, Chris, I look at, you know how they post the schedule every week to see, like, that's where you see how many hours you have that week working part-time. It's the only job I had that was paid. And so then I went, and it was like Chris Greco, and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, zero, no hours, the entire week.
Because one pizza?
And I go in the back, and I was like, hey.
I told you not to come in pizza. Like,
Chris, you got to stop jerking off into the pies. You got to stop jerking off into the pies. It's not good for a customer. No, but I asked her. I was like, what do I need to do to get, like, a day,
come
a single day?
Honestly.
She goes, Chris.
She? It was a she.
It was a she. This is why I hate women now. Women in business, am I right? But, no, she goes, Chris, I need to be able to trust you. And I was like, it's a pizza joint. I fucked up one deep dish order.
How bad did you fucked up that?
It wasn't bad. It was like one. It was like I had to. He was like, I ordered pepperoni or something.
And you're like,
I was like, I gave you sausage. I'll get you another one. And you had to wait like a half hour.
And then
he got a sausage and said he wasn't even mad.
Maybe you got the wrong client. You got like a client that's like, this is the investor. Like, he's the owner.
Yeah, it was an undercover boss situation.
Undercover boss.
They were like, Chris, this is bad. This is being televised. Dude, we have to cut your hours or I get fired.
I love undercover boss because the costume doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah.
They would have like super long hair. Like they go to the looks, it's like, make me look poor and I desperate for this job. Yeah. And then it's like, that looked like me. That's me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they make them look hilarious. I mean, it looks like a B movie. It looks like a bad movie. Like, it's like old movies when they try to make young people look old or something.
Yeah.
It's always that. And you're like, that's like very obviously undercover boss.
It's like, so what's your name? Like, you, the new hire. Oh, my name's Mike Loving. And they're like,
yeah, they're like, I don't know.
Not my
name. Yeah, I don't think that's your name. That's super bad.
Last name, no. That only name I'm calling.
Yeah,
like,
you're
okay.
Just doing super bad. I wonder how many of those episodes of Undercover Boss where they were like, hey, listen, we're having like a crew in here to do documentary. At the same time, we're also getting a new hire that looks hilarious.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like, and did nobody put it together of like all the hundreds of episodes? They're like, yeah, that looks like the CEO. With a bad mustache that's falling off.
Yeah, and why is the just... Yeah, it's like Clark Kent situation. You're the guy who's put the glasses. And why is just the crew following him?
Yeah, 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 it's only that guy. Yeah. You know, the guy in the back's getting no fucking screen time. Yeah. I'm part of the doc.
And he's the new guy. Why he keeps asking, like, hey, can you tell me specifically what is the production of this item? Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
What are the steps and the rules of this company?
Yeah, he starts doing CEO talk. He's like, yeah, I mean, what do you think of the fiscal quarter recently? And they're like, what? Like, I'm the bar back.
Like, can we
clean the glasses.
Like, I believe in teamwork. Do you believe you're a team player? And it's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, this guy's suspicious.
Suspicious, so.
I want to see the outtakes of that show. I want to know how many times that they just fucked up. I want to see those episodes.
I believe that there have to be some that they're like, just, follow the script. But because some of the scripts doesn't make sense. Is the woman being like the person working, just treating the employees super bad for no reason?
Yeah.
Like, have you seen that one? There's one that went viral. And he was like, oh, let's say Jenny's an ice cream shit. And he just scooped it like, that's not the way to scoop. If you scoop it like that, you have to scoop more. You're a fucking loser. And it's like, no one is like
faking
that.
It. You think they're pumping up the assholery. Yeah.
They have to fake some of them. Like, but I brought topics, and one of the topics is going to blow your mind a little bit. Okay. I saw it because it was a person that was high that thought about this, and I was like, I'm going to do research on top of the high.
Sure.
Plants, when they are stressed, they emit sound.
Yeah.
The humans cannot hear it because it's between 40 to 80 kilohertz. The frequency. So humans, we cannot fucking hear it.
Mm-hmm.
But dogs and cats can hear until like 60, 85 kilohertz. So dogs and cats constantly hear plants screaming.
Yeah, the genocide of the grass outside.
So the tweet was like, how loud is the world for the fucking animals that they're like just walking around and they hear like a fucking plant? It's like,
I wonder if they're so amped up all the time. It's always warfare with them. They're walking outside. Someone steps on a leaf. It sounds like the Battle of Verdun. You're like, fuck, man.
I just thought about just one dog. Like, you know when the dog like just pass by a plant and then just goes back to pee?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the plant's like, you're a fucking ass dog.
Yeah. It's like, you're a bitch, dude.
And the dog's like, I'm going to fucking pee on you.
The plant's thirsty. Here's what it is. The plant's thirsty. And the plants go, you're a pussy-ass dog. Dog's like, what? It's like, you're a bitch. You wouldn't piss on me. If you tried, you couldn't piss on me.
Dog's like,
I'll do it. And then when he gets pissed on, he's like, yeah, fucking daddy, yeah, fuck. Yeah, dog, yeah, piss on me, fuck. And that's how it works. That's just science. I mean, you're telling me the science.
I like that you're making the plants being like so...
Yeah, fucking piss on me, you fucking dog.
Golden shower horse.
Yeah, they're just little sluts, little piss sluts.
What would you do if...
Little daffodil piss sluts.
I believe this would be like, you know, this superpower. Like, oh, you have a superpower with a side effect that is shitty. Mm-hmm. Like, I want you to have the superpower to have super hearing, but then you can just hear plants moaning.
I bet the fucking... That's why it smells so good during cut lawns, like grass cutting. It's because they're just coming. Like, fuck yeah. They're
just carcassing.
Yeah, cut me. I bet.
And I saw another tweet that was like on the same. I believe this would be like the worst. It was like this meme that is a genie that is like, hey, you have 3 wishes.
Yeah.
Like the only thing that you cannot ask for is like killing someone or someone falling in love with you. And the person is like, well, I wish ice cream moans when you lick it. And he's like, there's 3 things that are there that you cannot do.
That's a funny joke.
Okay. Do you have anything that you're like, less fucked up the world? For me, I have this. I have always said that.
That's fucked up in the world?
Yeah, that will fucked up humans. Like, I believe if any human can have microscopic view, you fucking ruin it forever. Because
what do you mean?
Every time that they're like, oh, this is what is inside your food. It's like, it's always worms and shit, like, just walking on your food. Yeah. But that's on everything.
Yeah.
So if you can have, like, microscopic view, you won't eat shit. You're like...
Yeah, that it's a problem.
You're like...
Because, I mean, just think about when...
This?
I'm not eating your wieners, Christian.
You already eat.
Yeah, I know. If I had microscopic view, I wouldn't eat either of your wieners. I'd finally be able to see yours if I had microscopic view.
That's one of the sounds that I want. What are we doing? Like, I have now a soundboard, so applause for there. You don't hear, but I did.
Okay, I bet that was really good.
It was amazing. I want to have the battle.
Yeah, well, I can cut you the audio if you want it, but I think, I mean, yeah, that's a problem. If I had to see, like, the germs and shit, like it was that episode of Invader Zim, that's a problem. Because think about, I get weird when, like, the sun is coming through the window and it shows all the dust particles, and I'm realizing every day I'm just inhaling dust all the time.
Everything like, that skin you cells. Inhale, like, the odor comes from particles. So when you're like, smells like shit, that means...
It's shit. It's have asshole shit
in
is
your yeah. nose.
I have asshole in my nose, which is kind of funny, though.
Imagine the situation just, like, with a comic, like, hey, nice to meet you, and you just see, like...
Covered in cum. You're just covered in cum, dude. It's a comic. It's a male comic going, what's up, dude? Cum everywhere. Nothing but cum.
I was like, I don't even have the microscopic view activated. Like, what?
Yeah, why can't I see it? Yeah, I didn't even turn on the microscopic view.
You just look at me like, what's up, dude?
What? What's the problem? Just cum in your beard.
Like, yeah, I know. It's a super masculine guy. Like,
yeah, bro.
You have a problem with that? Like, no. Go to your battle. Like,
oh, yeah, do your thing, man.
Okay, do your shit, my sorage. Like, it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah. He gets to come on the back, though. He gets come on the back. He doesn't get come on the face.
No, on the face, just on the back.
He gets on the back.
And who comes in on him? David Donick.
Other than me? There we go. You really want to call David Donick gay. I mean, I came down, you gave me a sausage, you kept talking about how David Donick is a homosexual man. I don't know why you did.
That's not true. That is true. Right?
Yeah, that is 100% true.
I mean, he pussy out from the bar. He didn't pussy out, but it was like, I have a family emergency, like someone in his family maybe died. And I was like, yeah, he pussy out, you fucking gay.
Yeah.
I hope I'll have the battle with him because I want to really tell audience that he's extremely gay.
Yeah, they know. You know, he talks and he goes up there in whatever outfit, that like, whatever David Donick outfit, and they know. They know immediately.
I'm a teacher. Just letting you know, I'm a teacher and my kids. It's like, that's gay.
He does that, but then it comes out black. He talks black, but he does gay. He does this.
Apparently, he wasn't like a black festival. It's like, why?
Wait, what?
Yeah, apparently he was like in a festival that is like
he was in
black people.
That is, he loves showing that poster. He showed it to me like 3 times. He's like, look at this festival I'm in. I'm like, yeah, David.
You cannot say the N word.
I was like, David, I've heard you say it many times before the festival, okay? You're really getting in at the fucking back end here.
I'll bother him. You know what? Before making the post, like, I have seen how the Chicago Rose Battle have grown before the pause, because I have to make a pause about 60 minutes. Where do you want to take this? Because I believe Chicago is with New York and maybe LA, and a lot of people say that Chicago is the best one.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's gonna like become bigger and maybe just like we're gonna be the representation of the West?
Of like the West US?
Yeah.
Like the West in general, like all of the United States, or just the Western United States?
No, the West of United States. Actually, I believe like we can be the representation of... If you put all the best roasters from Chicago against all the best roasters from other cities,
yeah.
I believe we have a good percentage of being like on top.
Yeah, I think we definitely have a shot. I mean, the way that the league is structured now makes it difficult for any city that isn't New York and LA because of the way that the points are calculated. And it's something that at the league level we're trying to figure out. Because, like, the past two, we're moving into, we just finished season two of the Roast Battle League,
okay.
Which is, you know, everybody submitting points. And then the best cities will do a championship. So
okay, nice.
This year it's going to be LA and New York again. And they're going out to London to battle it out there. It's going to be really cool. It's very exciting. But if you're not those two cities, it's really difficult to even qualify
okay.
to get that. And there's a lot that the league needs to do to grow and that, you know, I'm working with the league to try to make that work. And hopefully then it's not just LA, New York, and Chicago. Hopefully we get cities like, I don't know, Cleveland.
I'm going to NOLA, and they have, like, also, like, their Rose Battle. It's not – I believe it doesn't fall in the same – show as the Rose Battle Chicago, Rose Battle New York. It's like they have their own different name.
What do you mean?
Wait,
what are you talking about?
In NOLA, it's like in New Orleans.
Oh, New Orleans. Yeah, they have a good Rose Battle down there. They're not in the league officially, but this year I'm
pretty
sure
they're not in the league.
They're not in the league. So some people don't know. Basically, there are 16 cities in the Rose Battle League. This is run by Pat Barker, Brian Moses. Brian started Roast Battle 12 years ago in L.A. Pat Barker is one of, like, he's just such a good writer and, like, is such a Roast Battle fan. And he helps, like, he's kind of the commissioner of, like, all the points and, like, trying to turn it into an actual competitive league internationally. Eight of the cities are here. Eight of the cities are in the United States. Eight of the cities are international. And next season we're going to have, like, a minor league.
Okay.
And so we're going to have probably NOLA, because I know those guys, or I don't know them personally, but I've seen their stuff.
Yeah.
They're good. They give a fuck, and they're really doing a good job down there. And there's a bunch of cities that are doing that, you know?
You can make, like, for me, soccer, but you can make, like, NFL, like, first league. And
yes.
The ones that they are competing on, the first three
yes.
get into the league, and the worst of these goes down.
That's probably what we are going to do next
season. I love that.
I think, you know, there's some cities that – they might get demoted. It's looking like there's some cities that are getting demoted.
And they deserve it.
It's tough. It's tough running. The show is like a gimmick show. And like to have to like really put a bunch of effort in there in a city that, you know, you have a limited resource pool. It's tough. So, you know, to try to compete with something like New York, which has every amazing yeah. comic, or LA, which has every amazing comic.
Maybe it will make you make a big effort, because I believe the points can be like comics, but the battles plus, like, how do you manage the marketing, the podcast? Because what people say about the Chicago ones, like, the video is always amazing, the audio is always amazing, the podcast is, like, well produced, and you can see the effort behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna make a pause and we're gonna keep talking about this after he end up eating my sausage. We'll be back. And we are back. He didn't eat my sausage, even though I forced
I ate half of it, or I ate so much of your sausage already. Clip that.
Yeah, but what about this? What about this?
Clip that, dude. That one's for you. You're welcome.
I just... it sounded like...
I
like,
ate so much of your sausage already.
Yeah, but it sounded like this 90s series that... You know the lines coming? Like... Marco in the middle that something happened. It's like, it wasn't me. You know,
yeah.
This guy was like, I already ate it.
Yeah. Did I do that?
And then you see at the camera, like, and
yeah.
the canned laughter.
Yeah,
you did that. It's okay. Let's get talking a little bit about the league, because I really like that format of Rose cities getting demoted and some promoted.
Yeah.
I think it will make the thing more competitive. Like, you gotta really step up if you want to be in the eight that will qualify to.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's tough. There's a lot of challenges, and you know, we're trying to figure out how to make it work. Like, even Chicago, I appreciate all the compliments, but like, we just didn't do enough to qualify this year. And it's like, okay, well, if we're not doing enough to qualify, then like, what chance does Cleveland or Toronto have? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what chance does one of these, like, the new this
Gary
year? Gary
Indiana.
If Gary Indiana is able to pull, you know, a comedy club together and get a roast battle together, they're in the league. Okay, how are they going to qualify? They should get a shot. You know, I believe, and I might be wrong on this, and we'll just see how it develops over the next few years. I believe it just should be an individual game like UFC. I think like individuals should be scoring points. So if a Christian Hendingsmeyer gets up there and is like doing a bunch of like heavy hitter, like, you know,
is the battle so for per jokes? Because my record right now is 4-4. Like four losses, four wins, but I don't know how you keep the points.
So the way the points work for the league is not whether or not you won the battle. It's whether or not the battle itself was a good battle.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't matter. And then basically that battle gets scored on a scale of 1 to, I can't remember. It's like 1 to 10 or something on that week.
I would like to have like, one, like
it's confusing.
Like 10, 2, and one battle that was the worst battle ever. It's like 10, 2, this battle.
it's 10 to, you know.
10 to Bob King against, like.
I'll give Bob King this. Bob King gets a lot of shit, and all of it's deserved. One of the things he's actually very good at is he's very consistent with roast battle. Like, whenever he's done the show, he always, like, gives it his all, which is great.
I thought you were gonna say which is
half of which what is we need, like but. Honestly like half of what normal comics do, but no, he does great. So but yeah, I mean, it's difficult to judge it. It's like every week when the season's going on, it's like we send in a highlight battle, we submit our best battle of that week, and that gets scored against everybody else's best battle of that week.
What was the best battle of this week?
Well, we're in an off season right now.
Okay.
We're in an off season. I think the last one we submitted for points was like Max Sorich versus Sam Biru.
Yeah,
and Max was the MVP.
Oh, I saw it. You recently posted that one. Yeah. That was really good.
It was really good. And Max is so good. Sam's so funny. I'm glad that he finally decided to do it.
From those, I really enjoyed the one against the Hunter Hitch against Rich.
Hunter
Gomez.
And Rich, yeah.
That was so good.
Hunter's hilarious and Rich is very good, man. Like, Rich is, he does, you know, I think they were a really good matchup.
Yeah, they were really good. So this goes, it's going to derail because we're going to another place with the topics. Because obviously, like, I believe my viewers are like persons out there that are like, some of them, I don't know how many views I have, but
you do.
You get it.
You do.
Okay, my 28 views.
You pay attention exactly to how little viewers.
I have 180 subscribers at this moment.
There it is.
But if you see this, like, I don't want them to be like, talk about something else. Sure. Because for me, it's really interesting, but for some comics, are really interesting. But for regular people, I don't know. But I just wanted to ask you this because I have some, and I recently thought about this, and I was into the spooky season. And do you have any ghost stories in your life? Like, anything that had happened to you, like haunted house?
I don't like that you looked at me and you're like, this guy likes spooky stuff.
No,
you might like very spooky scary stuff. This guy likes Tim Burton movies.
Italian always have, like, something going on.
I don't believe in ghosts, Christian.
You don't believe in ghosts?
No, I don't think. I'm not. I've definitely had like creepy moments. I definitely see why people can believe in ghosts. I'm just not.
What is your one creepy moment?
I got in touch. Yeah, I've gotten touched. That was creepy. I was in like a graveyard in the middle of the night in Sweden. I was in a Swedish graveyard. At midnight, and I got very scared.
Scared,
and then I ran.
I need to know why you were in that situation. It's not a situation. It's like
it's a weird situation.
Black and white. It's like, is me. You might ask why I'm in a graveyard at 12 in Sweden.
Yep, that's me. Probably wondering why I'm in the middle of Sweden in the graveyard at midnight.
And this is my story. And it starts with Rosebud. It's like that's not how it connects.
No, it's not how it connects. I went to Gruyere.
Okay.
Gruyere, Switzerland.
Okay.
I said Sweden, it's actually in Switzerland.
Okay,
I went
you lied
there.
To me, you are going to end this podcast right now.
And so I went there because they have a medieval town that's been preserved there. And they have a castle. And under the castle is a museum of the late, great H.R. Giger, who's a illustrator and painter. And he's the guy that created Alien from Aliens.
Okay.
You ever see the Alien movies?
Yeah.
So he's the guy that made that. So I am into the spooky stuff. Like him as an artist, he's buried there. And I was like, dude, let's go, let's do it. Fucking medieval town on a mountain, preserved fucking castle, a dark art
let's
festival.
Go.
I'm gonna come, right? I go there. They got a bar where you can get absinthe. I'm fucking.
I'm going
so
with
psyched.
My dad and my family. I did came.
I went with it was yeah. It was me.
I
and,
said
me and
my
family.
To my mom.
Yeah, I went like that, and we were all good. That's how we do it in with Italians. And then we went. No, it was me and the girlfriend. We went there. It was a good time. Yeah, that's actually why we do this, is because it's an easy transition into jerking each other off. That's why we kiss each other. You didn't see it when I came in. I actually kissed you on the lips, and you're like, what was that? I go, shut up.
They have microscopic view, they see it.
Wait, what did you say?
If they have microscopic view, they can see the cum.
Oh, it's the cum. Yeah, it's not microscopic for us, but big loads. So
you were in Sweden with your girlfriend.
I was in Switzerland with the girlfriend, and then I ate some fucking fondue, ate some cheese, went down middle of the night, girlfriend's sleeping. I go, I need to see the grave. I go to see.
Why?
Like, why? He's got a custom cool gravestone, Christian. I like creepy stuff.
This is your shit. Like, I ate fondue. Girlfriend sleep, this is the moment.
This is the moment. Yeah, literally. And so I go down, it's like a cobblestone road. I'm like fucking feeling it. I'm like,
by yourself. You are just by yourself.
Just by myself. Okay. There's no one out. Everyone's asleep. It's like a tourist trap town. Everyone goes to bed at like, you know, whatever, 9 p.m. And so like I'm just like down there. I check out. It's so dark. There's no lights in the cemetery at all. There's no like lanterns, nothing. So it's dark.
Okay.
And I take a picture of the gravestone. It's like custom made. It's like really cool. It's like this black onyx slab. I'm like, this is so cool. This is a great. And then I just start getting the jimmies, dude. I started feeling the creeps. I don't believe in ghosts.
But
I'm like, I can see why someone believes in ghosts. Because I'm like starting to feel, I'm feeling like something bad's about to happen. The hair on my neck stood up. I'm like, I'm going to go.
And you felt like someone was watching you, or you just felt like something bad was going to happen?
I felt like something bad was going to happen.
Okay,
you didn't
feel like eyes on you?
I don't know. Maybe it's the same thing.
Maybe sometimes
you get eyes on you, and then something bad happens.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't see the eyes, and then you hear a growl, and then it's over for you.
You know that feeling of something bad is going to happen in Venezuela? Like, everybody who steals, like, they go on motorcycles, so... Do you get the sound of the motorcycle?
I've seen the live leaks, Christian. Okay, I'm familiar with how they do it in Venezuela.
So the motorcycle is just like, and when you hear that, you're like, it's going to happen. That you just know. So
You ever get robbed?
I know the feeling.
You ever get robbed?
Yeah, in my building. Like,
what happened? This is in Venezuela or here?
In Minnesota. I'm from Minnesota now. I just say
in
that.
Minnesota. You're like, yeah, in Venezuela.
In Caracas,
the motorcyclers Minnesota. Will come up after you get robbed. So I was in Minnesota.
Caracas, okay. Minnesota. Dude, like, the story is, like, so crazy because I was in high school. My sister was in middle school, like, the last year. So she was 12. I was, like, 16, 17. And we were on the school bus because it's the same school. And we were in the school bus, and there was traffic on the school bus.
You were in high school?
Yeah. And the school bus was like, hey, to get into my street, he have to, like, turn left. And then get into my street, leave me, and then he have to like make like no, it's you're gonna make a U-turn, so he have to like basically
like a 3-point
take,
turn
like,
in a school bus.
What?
Like a 3-point turn in a school bus?
No, he cannot do that.
Okay,
he cannot. But 3-point turn, like, but he had to do like 10 more minutes of traffic. Let's say if he left me, and he was like, hey, you can just like step down here and just walk. It's like one block. That day, my sister was like, no, my mom pays you to take us to their house. And he was like, yeah, but the traffic, blah, blah. At the end, like, we just stepped down. We walk that block, and I get into the building, and the door have, like, this magic arm that you can just throw it, and you just go, like, and it closed slowly. You know the...
No.
You know how...
Well, I know what you're talking about.
It's like, it's called like magic arm, something like that. It's like something they put on doors so you cannot slam.
Okay. All right. Sure. So I know what you're talking. And it goes slow. I got you. I know what you mean.
Well, whatever that. And it was two doors. The first one, and then the second one was like last one. And through the reflection, I see someone grab the first door.
Behind you.
Behind me. And I was like, I turned, and I wanted to play like, you know, I'm the man gate. And he was coming, and I was like, where are you going? And he's like, don't answer, kept coming. And I was like, where are you going? And then he has like a koala bag. Mm-hmm. And he has the hand inside the koala bag. And he's like, give me a phone. And I was like, if I ever get robbed, I'm going to karate
I'm gonna
kick this guy.
No.
So I was just thinking, like, if I just hit him in the right spot, maybe he will, you know.
Yeah.
During me thinking this, he was like, give me a phone, give me a phone, give me a phone. I was like, maybe if...
And you're like Neo in the Matrix.
Yeah,
like,
and he keeps going, give me a phone, give me a phone.
I'm in high school, I'm going to kick this grown man's ass.
Yeah,
his sister's next to me.
And then he just pulled out the hand from the koala. He had a gun.
A gun, yeah.
And he's like, give me the phone. Oh, I'll shoot her. Not even me. Yeah, he'll shoot my sister. And I was like,
yeah.
Here you go, sir. Thank you for your service. Like, here you go. And I have some really nice, like, headphones connected to it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I unplugged the headphones and I just gave him the phone because I was like, you asked for the phone, not the headphone. Take care of your words, sir. Like, you asked for the headphone, you're getting the phone. And I was so mad. But he was mad. I was not even like scared because this happens so often. But yeah, that's my ghost story. It's about a black dude that stole from me in Venezuela. Yeah.
Nice. I thought this was Minnesota.
It's the same. Okay. Caracas, Minnesota.
Okay. Gotcha.
But I'm going to tell you to end this episode, then we're going to do the bonus content, my ghost story.
Yeah.
Because I do have one. And that's why I believe in ghosts, because they used to haunt me.
Oh, okay.
The one I remember the most, I was in a car. It was like 2, 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the back seat and on the window. And I remember I was rolling the window down.
Mm-hmm.
Things that you don't do now, maybe millennials is like, Gen Z is like, what is rolling the window down? You just push it down. Like, you used to roll it down.
Mm-hmm.
And I was rolling it down, and I felt like someone grabbed me, and I wanted to, like, let go, mm-hmm. and I couldn't. And they forced me to keep rolling the window down,
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't, like, talk. I couldn't, like, say
anything. Did they make you stick your head out like fucking Hereditary?
Yeah, and, and they're like a dog let down. But I was like, I just couldn't until the whole window was down and I could open my hand and I scream. Obviously, my mom or my dad, they were like, what the fuck happened? Like, he was just rolling the window down and I was screaming. All good. And my mom took me to Brujo, to like a guy who, a shaman, like to do like some shit with me. And I have like... I have something in my foot and in my arm that was, it was like a red string, and you have to have, like, you have to be like in diagonal, like one in one arm, one in the other leg.
Oh, a sling. Got
yeah,
it.
That, it was like, I was a trouble.
You hurt your arm?
No, I didn't hurt my arm. It was like I just felt like someone was like forcing me, but it didn't hurt. Like,
oh, it
hurt.
Put your arm in that position?
Yeah.
Mm.
It was weird. It was like and from that day I was like, yeah, you know what? I believe I'm gonna believe in ghosts because he touched me.
He touched you. Show me on the doll where he touched you.
Show me on the doll. Like it was
Christian, show me on the doll where the ghost touched you.
When I hope at some point you can get a nice experience with
ghosts. I would like to have a ghost believe. Fuck. I would love a ghost fuck. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, but like depending on the ghost.
Depending on the ghost. if the jacked black guy that robbed you was a ghost.
The ghost.
I don't know if I'd like that fuck that much. I would have to deal with it, but it is what it is. I end up getting fucked like Scary Movie 2. Like, I don't know.
Chris, I'm OJ Simpson. Yeah, I know OJ.
He'll. I'm not a white woman. I think I'm all good.
You're good, Michael Jackson.
I'm A-okay. I'm Michael Jackson. I'm 28, dude. Yuck. In Michael Jackson's eyes, yucky. Get the fuck out of here.
Is Bill Cosby alive? No, he died, right?
Who?
Bill Cosby.
Well, he's still cruising. He's touring.
He's touring, like, okay.
You want to see Bill Cosby?
When he dies?
You and me, dude. Let's go see Bill Cosby. Let's see how his material is.
Yeah, let's.
I bet he rocks. I bet he's up there. I bet he doesn't even address it. You know he's touring?
He's just feeling though.
He announced a tour. He got let out of prison. He announced a tour.
That's what you do.
I haven't checked in to see if the tour has happened or if it got canceled, but he said that he wanted a tour after that.
I do believe he's going to.
You and me are going to go. I bet, dude, I bet he doesn't even bring it up. I bet he doesn't bring it up once. Maybe I bet he sits on the stool and he pontificates.
And he'll like say about being in prison, but he will. I believe he won't say anything.
Well, you know.
He talks like that.
You rape a girl. And I can't do a Bill Cosby.
He just talks like a Muppet now.
I mean, he kind of always did. He always had a cartoon voice.
Okay. No, I'm gonna tell you off camera because I have a joke about Aaron Klein. But I believe this is gonna be out.
Is this podcast just you like getting mad at open micers in the scene and calling them gay? Because if it is, I'm all in support of this.
Gay. I should change the name.
That is most of my group chats.
I know Latino against gays, open micers. Yeah, that will be the next name for this podcast. Any shows, first, your Instagram, I'm going to put it, but if you want to say any shows you have coming up in the next 3 weeks.
Sure. Roast Battle Chicago is the show that I'm running. That is going to be first and third Thursdays at Zany's. Chicago every last Sunday at Zany's. Rosemont, if you want to come out to the suburbs. My personal Instagram is chrisgrigo.jpg. You can follow all my bullshit there.
And I believe the boating will be closed.
Oh, for the Gazelles?
For the Gazelles, but I vote for you.
I appreciate the Venezuelan vote, by the way.
They don't know who they are voting for.
Well, just tell them Chris, all right?
Yeah,
Chris Grieco, all the bullshit, that would be great.
Chris Grieco and Chris Higgins winning because of Venezuelan vote? Of course, fuck yeah. This is
big
the
fan. I'm a fan of the Browns. not the sports team. I'm talking to you, Christian's family. I'm a fan of you.
My mom is brown, but my dad is really white.
Goddamn right.
Really white. Okay.
Papa Christian, I'm not talking to you. Mama Christian.
Brown.
He makes great sausage.
Thank you.
You taught him well.
Okay. Adios.
Adios.